So even though cell phones and smartphones have become ever present in our daily lives, many people can still be surprised when they open up their mobile phone bills. Data costs plus unexpected roaming charges and who knows what else can lead to some sizable variations on a month-to-month basis. But it doesn't have to be that way. So today we're talking about managing your cell phone bill, picking the right plan for yourself and all of those things. If you have any questions, you can call us on 011-731-8500, 011-731-8500. Also, tweet us at MoneyWeb Radio or at Siki Mgabadeli. We're chatting to Cherise Stain. She's with Terrific. Cherise, thanks so much for your time today. We were chatting just before
you
came on, and you said there's over 10,000 plans and options.
There are 10,000 plus package and bundle combinations available in the South African market. So how is any consumer meant to go about picking the right package and bundle for their usage? It's next to impossible, let alone one individual. If you think about a business who has 20 lines, 100 lines, we have a client on our books that's got 15,000 lines. How are you meant to choose the right package and bundle based on usage?
Wow.
For your employees, that's very difficult. So South Africa, you should contact Terrific because we make it simple. We've got an online tool for both businesses and consumers. For consumers, we give it to you for free. You just need to visit www.terrific.com. That's TARIFFIC.com. You upload your billing, you pick your network, you choose your phone, and we will tell you what's right for you based on your own unique behavioral profile.
Okay. So what are the things in one's behavior that one should be considering?
Sure. So today it's all about data, right? Data, data, data. Smartphones today chew up a lot of data. LTE and the speed at which we process data is a lot quicker. So you really need to be watching your data bill. The iPhone 7 has just been released, which means people are going out to get this new phone. And they're going to be downloading apps, and they take for granted that an app might be a 50 megabyte download. You might not be in a Wi-Fi area. So for me, you've got to be very careful when it comes to data.
So it's those practical things of if you're going to download something that's quite data heavy, maybe go wait
Wi-Fi
until you are in a Wi-Fi area.
Or, you know, what the market sometimes doesn't realize is in-bundle rates versus out-of-bundle rates
differ. Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, so you have an in-bundle data rate, something if you've taken out a package, let's say, let's use a Vodacom package as an example, a Red Advantage. There's 700 minutes, there's 1.2, I think it is, gigabytes of data, and then there's unlimited SMS. That 1.2 gigabytes of data is your in-bundle data.
Okay.
You're paying a 999, I think it's just under 1,000 rand subscription for your collective in-bundle amounts, your units. Now, that rate is far cheaper than going out-of-bundle, an out-of-bundle rate. So the minute you're at 1.3, let's say, 1.3 megs or 1.3 gigs, your rate is going to change. Out-of-bundle at times is 1 rand or 2 rand. In-bundle could be as low as 5 cents. So what we advise is we advise you to add a, let's say, 1 gigabyte data bundle on Vodacom, for as an example, for 149 rand versus paying 1,000 rand for the same gigabyte out of bundle.
Out of bundle. Goodness.
So that's, it's really quite crazy if you think about it. 149 rand for a gig, right, versus 1,000 rand for a gig.
That, I mean, that's times.
It's scary. It's very scary. And, you know, there are practical things that, or tips that the market should know and consumers, businesses should know, and they don't. Because the service providers don't always communicate what they need to South Africa on how to save money.
So contract versus pay-as-you-go? Is there a type of person who should be on the one versus the other?
I think it comes down to your personal preference. I mean, both have pros and cons. Prepaid, you probably have more control because you're buying a rand value. Once it's used up, it's used up. You're not going to go out of bundle. You're not necessarily going to have bull shock at month end.
Yeah.
But you need to then remember to go and top up. So let's say you're driving somewhere and suddenly you don't have, you run out of airtime. You can't use your application to buy it on your banking app, or you have to drive to a petrol station possibly to buy more airtime. So it's the convenience factor being on contract. But again, it's about usage.
Yeah.
So come to Terrific. Let us understand what your usage profile is. Let us recommend the right packages and bundles for you across all of the networks, because we're independent.
Yeah.
So we will tell you what's right for you on Vodacom, on MTN, on Cell C, on Telkom. And it's not just for consumers. It's for businesses too.
Okay.
And
how different are the different service providers in terms of cost? Because, you know, because there's cost and there's convenience, right? And
yes.
You see the complaints on social media. People are like, oh, I'm going to change. I'm going to port to, you know, another user, another network, because these people are useless or whatever, or they're costing me too much. What is the...
So I'm going to start with talking about the three S's before I answer your question. The three S's, over the past 5 years, because we've been around for 5 years, the market have told us about these S's, and it's in this order. The first S is signal. I need to be able to make a phone call, right?
Yeah.
That's the primary S in South Africa's, the market is very, very concerned about being able to make a phone call.
Yeah.
Second to that is service. If I'm going to email you, I actually want you to respond. If
yes,
I'm going to call
please.
You, I don't want to wait for 25 minutes on the phone, and then I speak to a call center agent and they transfer me. And then the third is how do I save on my cell phone bill?
Mm.
So we try our best to help South Africa understand those three. When it comes to savings and recommending the right packages, we are the leaders. We are those experts. When it comes to who is cheaper, okay, it differs for everybody based on those three S's, based on your usage.
Yes.
So if we just look on like at a trend at the moment, Telkom are very competitive. They are incredibly competitive with their rates, especially if you are a high data user.
Yes.
Their new freemi packages are really, really incredible. Second to that, like Cell C are spending a lot of time focusing on like acquisitions.
Yes.
And again, the competition is... They're very competitive, especially with the new iPhone 7 deals. The Pinnacle packages are very strong, especially on the iPhone 7 32 gig.
And they're still paying you, buying you out of your contract? Are they still doing
they're
that?
Not buying you out, but what they're doing is they're giving you an incentive. They're paying you up to 10,000 Rand to take out a contract with them. So if you walk into a Cell C store today, you're going to get the phone that you want. You're going to get a package that potentially is right for you if you've used Terrific's website. And I say again, use our website.
And then
don't
make
just
a
go
comparison.
And say, I want the iPhone 7. And then suddenly arrive at month end and you've got bill shock because you didn't realize you needed more data or less data or more minutes. So use our website again, www.terrific.com. And it's for business and for consumers. And it's free
and
for
it's
consumers.
Free for consumers. All right, we've got some questions on email. I'm going to read those to you in a moment. Right, talking about managing your cell phone bill in conversation with Sri Steyn, who is with Terrific. And that website again, Terrific, that's TARIFFIC.com, terrific.com. Right, some questions, Charisse, on email, from Rufilio, who says, F&B is now offering a deal. If you port with them, are they worth considering?
So F&B, or actually should say MVNOs, Mobile Virtual Network Operators, have really arrived in the market in a major way over the past few months. And I'd actually have to say yes regarding F&B. Mm. They're incorporating eBACs into this offer.
Yeah.
And if you use that to your advantage, it's a very competitive deal. And they've now started including, I think, also phones into the mix. So to answer your question, yes, I would say F&B's offer is pretty good. You should, though, first just understand your usage. I'm going to come back to
usage. Come back to that,
It's very important to know how you use your phone. And we're working on ways to incorporate all these MVNOs into our offering. Right now on our website, you're just seeing Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, and Telkom.
Yeah.
But the MVNOs are, I think, a force to be reckoned with.
Do you think that's going to change the game?
Definitely. Mm. It is. You know, the first MVNO was Virgin Mobile, and they were an early adopter.
Yes.
And the market, I don't think, was ready for what they were offering.
Yeah.
But where we are today in South Africa, I really think the market is asking for change. You can already see with Data Must Fall. Things need to change.
Yeah.
So I do think these MVNOs are going to be a force to be reckoned with, or at least I hope so, because it's competition.
Okay. And it's a general one. I think we've touched on it, but I think it's worthwhile just reiterating. It's from Anonymous, who says, is it a good idea to get all your product offering from one company, or is it better to shop around?
I think, you know what, it's always good to shop around.
Yeah.
It's important to understand what's out there. It's going to come down to your own personal choice. I'll bring up the three S's again.
Mm-hmm.
What you feel is right for you, maybe based on those S's, signal, service, and savings. So see who checks those boxes and what's most important to you,
yeah.
I would say. So for me, I think shop around, visit our website, take a look. We give you the choice so you can see what's happening on Telkom based on your usage on MTN, on Cell C, and on Vodacom.
Thanks so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having
that
me.
That is Cherie Steyn, who is head of sales and the ops teams at Terrific. Bringing us to the end of this edition of the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Thanks for listening. Back on Monday. Bye.